But before I could get hold of it, it blew into the rolling machine. So please, folks, before you light up, look at your Chesterfield. You may be smoking my future. But I'm thrilled to be back for Chesterfield. Chesterfield also has Perry and Bing, you know, Como and Bromo. Of course, Bing's a natural for a tobacco show with that pouch. And Arthur Godfrey. And Arthur Godfrey, that's Fort Knox with freckles, he also sells Chesterfield. Incidentally, the Navy Department gave Godfrey a commission. They had to. He threatened to buy his own Navy. But I'm glad to be back working for Chesterfields, even though I didn't know until the last minute that they were signing me. You never saw a contract with so many butts. They took so long making up their minds, I thought I finally, they were going to change the name of the cigarette to Eisenhower's. But anyway, see, they took so long making up their minds. But I finally caught them with their cartons down, and I'm here to say that Chesterfield's is a wonderful cigarette, and they really satisfy. Well, I'd rather smoke a Chesterfield than have a date with Jane Russell. I'm getting punchy, ain't I? Sounds like I was in that fight, too. Of course, everything that happens in Hollywood is exaggerated. Hollywood is always in the news. Just this week, the senators objected to the Air Force hiring Frankie Lane to recruit men. I can't understand their objection. I think Frankie Lane might change the Army routine for the better. Instead of waking up the GIs with a bugle, he'll have Jezebel go around and nudge everybody. And using big entertainers could help the recruiting program, but it might cause some confusion. Imagine a poster with a picture of Dagmar in a sweater and underneath it in big letters, "The Army Builds Men." And if they use Esther Williams for recruiting, the Army would want to join the Navy. See, she swims, you know. Took so long making up their minds, I thought they were going to change the name of the cigarette to Eisenhower's. But I do want to thank the Chesterfield Company for giving me this opportunity to entertain you wonderful Navy people. And I want to thank Captain Heine. I had dinner with the captain tonight, and he really believes in tradition. I accidentally spilled my soup on him, and he went down with the table. Thank you. Friends, every day thousands and thousands of smokers are doing what I'd like you to do today, or tomorrow for sure. They're changing to Chesterfield because Chesterfield gives every smoker something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. You folks who smoke Chesterfields know all about that mildness. You people who haven't tried them yet, listen to what the men who grow tobacco say.
1,562 prominent tobacco growers say Chesterfields are milder. Chesterfields have a milder aroma that tells you Chesterfields smoke milder.
And take it from me, they are milder, and Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
One of the world's greatest industrial research organizations reported that Chesterfield is the only cigarette of all brands smoked and examined that leaves no unpleasant aftertaste.
So, folks, next time you buy cigarettes, try Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Get all the pleasure there is while you smoke. Plus, the pleasure of no unpleasant aftertaste. Try them. You'll like them. Say, thank you. Hi, that was great. Why don't you run across the street and get yourself some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, take Les Brown and the whole band with you. I can handle the show from here by myself.
Aren't you a little obvious, Bob? Jane Russell's on the show tonight, and you want her all to yourself. Why are you so selfish about girls?
Well, my psychiatrist says I have a neurosis stemming from a prenatal avaricious aberration that lies dormant in the evanescence of my subconscious.
What does that mean in plain English?
Now, come on, all you guys get lost.
Oh, Bob, you have to be like that about Jane. Why are you so afraid to bring a pretty girl out while us fellas are here?
Hi, let me put it this way. If I had to walk through a lion's den, would I wear hamburger earrings? Besides, I happen to know I'm a big favorite with Jane Russell. The other day, the elevator at Paramount was full of handsome leading men, and I was the only one she spoke to.